Don't I taste as good as I smell? I smiled in response. That hurt my face. Even better. Better than I'd imagined. I'm sorry, I apologized. He raised his eyes to the ceiling. Of all the things to apologize for. What should I apologize for? For very nearly taking yourself away from me forever. I'm sorry, I apologized again. I know why you did it, his voice was comforting. It was still irrational, of course. You should have waited for me. You should have told me. You wouldn't have let me go. No, he agreed in a grim tone. I wouldn't. Some very unpleasant memories were beginning to come back to me. I shuddered and then winced. He was instantly anxious. Bella, what's wrong? What happened to James? After I pulled him off you, Emmett and Jasper took care of him. There was a fierce note of regret in his voice. This confused me. I didn't see Emmett and Jasper there. They had to leave the room. There was a lot of blood. But you stayed. Yes, I stayed. And Alice and Carlisle? I said in wonder. They love you too, you know. A flash of painful images from the last time I'd seen Alice reminded me of something. Did Alice see the tape? I asked anxiously.